relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I do owe a debt of gratitude to a handful of people that have put me in front of this microphone. This is Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, who never dreamt he'd have a national radio show anywhere, let alone in the greatest nation on God's earth. One of those people is Phil Boyce, who I met at a party a few years ago and asked, would I be interested in ever doing radio? I thought he was joking. Now I have this show. Thank you, Phil. Thank you to Phil and Ed for trusting me, a man who'd never done radio with a national platform. I am very, very lucky. I'm also grateful to, you know, it's not just about me sitting in front of a microphone. There's an army of people, a small army, that actually make it happen. And the person who was at the dilithium crystals for the first year plus of our show was Leroy. Leroy, if you're listening, I hope you are doing well. You retired far too early. Shame on you. You are missed. And it was Leroy who put together that incredible, what do we call it, Shad, the new Leroy? What do we call that? Is that the historic intro?
Historic intro.
Right. We have the bio. That's about me. We don't use that anymore. We have the historic. And I didn't give him a piece of direction. Not one. And I come in one morning, we're prepping for the show, and he drops that. The words of Lincoln, all the way up to the words of my old boss, Donald Trump. And it sent shivers down my spine. It still does. And we regularly get callers, listeners, people texting me, DMing me about that show intro. And I'm, you know, waxing lyrical on all of this because of the last little cut there from the President of the United States. We will make America great again. Why am I doing that? I'm riffing. I'm truly riffing. This is not what I was planning to open the show with. Because it's no longer we will make America great again. It's we are making America great again. Here's a video from the president today in the Rose Garden, an historic announcement. This is video cut three, an historic announcement of a record-breaking comeback, the likes of which humanity has never seen. The President of the United States, my old boss, Donald John Trump, cut three.
The job surge that we're seeing right now is widespread. Leisure and hospitality added 1.2 million jobs. Construction jobs are up, listen to this, 464,000. Education and health services rose 424,000. Retail trade is up 368,000. And here's the one I like the best. Remember, previous administration, that you need a magic wand for manufacturing. Manufacturing, which we had up to 600,000 jobs prior to the plague, manufacturing rose to 225,000 jobs, up by. So we picked up 225,000 manufacturing jobs. That's very unexpected. Everything that you've seen this morning is unexpected. Even the pros sitting here would understand that. Everything. We also smashed expectations on the unemployment rate. The prediction was that the unemployment rate would rise to over 20%, and instead it dropped to around a little more than 13%, slight difference. And this time the greatest comeback in American history. Today is probably, if you think of it, the greatest comeback in American history. But it's not going to stop here.
It's not going to stop here. And those figures, let me just be clear what you just heard from the president. 2.5 million jobs created. The coronavirus, it may feel like it's disappeared. Oh, but it's out there. We'll be talking to people who can verify that. But 2.5 million jobs were created in just the last month. Two subparts to that that really, really stick out. Half of them are in the hotel and leisure industry. Now, why does that matter? Because it's perhaps the most fragile part of the economy. Outside of the airlines, it's the industry that was shut down the hardest and the fastest because of the coronavirus. 1.2 million jobs created. And then, did you hear in that audio cut? 225,000 manufacturing jobs. The quote-unquote experts were predicting another 11 million jobs lost. They only got it wrong by, 11 or 13 million. We didn't lose jobs. We gained them. It's not we will make America great again, as we had in the intro. It's we are making America great again. Oh, and as for those experts, just after those figures were announced by the president, I have to share this with you because it's just so delicious. A lapdog of the left, a man who was a cabinet member. People forget this. He was actually a cabinet member in the Clinton administration who, after that, picked up a Nobel Prize for Economics. That's why the Nobel Prize is a joke. Long before Obama was given one, Paul Krugman received one. And what did he say after those incredible figures that everyone should be rejoicing over? Whatever happened, this is what he tweeted. Whatever happened, these numbers should make you more, not less, pessimistic about the economic outlook. And then what did he go on to say? This is the latest. Mr. G has just handed this to me. So Paul Krugman goes on to say in other tweets, this being the Trump era, you can't discount the possibility that the statistics are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but it's much more likely that the models used to produce these numbers, they're not using real raw data, have gone haywire in time of a pandemic. He accused the Bureau of Labor Statistics of lying, of fudging the numbers for political reasons. But what happened after that? He had to apologize. He was caught red-handed. He got it wrong. And Paul Krugman has said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I said something. I'm getting a lot of outrage, pushback, over even allowing the possibility of something amiss at the Bureau. And the next line is kind of telling. You know how sometimes people just let stuff out that perhaps they didn't mean to? He tweeted, I was just covering myself because so many weird things have happened lately. Yes, Paul Krugman, you were just covering yourself because you're a hack, because you can't celebrate 2.5 million Americans getting their jobs back. You have to see a conspiracy. You have to turn it into a political weapon. Leave the dark side. Join those who celebrate America. Whoever the president is, 2.5 million jobs, that's wonderful. To explain how it happened and what's next, our regular, brand new guest, Fox Business former host, Trish Regan, with me here next on America First.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Gonna brag. There's a certain person whose initials are DJT who, you know, I have called up in the past and he returns my calls because if you're loyal to him, he's loyal to you. But I just need to know, does my new regular guest, Trish Regan, have better access than I do? Because she is now a regular every Friday on America First. And I have to know, Trish, did you tell the president to hold his presser on the economy on Friday morning?
You know what? Even I could not have predicted this. I am so happy.
Do we believe her? Do we believe her? I'm not sure. That little twinkle in the eye from New Hampshire. I'm not sure. Okay. This is stunning. I can't wait to open the show with you. Did you expect these results? Talk to America about what we heard today.
Full disclosure, I was pretty worried about today. I was pretty worried about this jobs report because, look, they shut us down, right? But I'll tell you, they can try, Seb. They can try and keep us down, but don't ever bet against America. I think that's the moral of the story here. Our economy has started to open up, and consequently, what are we seeing? People going back to work. It really is tremendous that in this short amount of time, right? Boom, you're starting to see jobs added once again to the economy. This gives me so much relief. It really does. And you know, he gets it on the economic front. I think once you start seeing people return to this normalcy, our economy will be okay. I mean, that was the big takeaway. Shocker.
Imagery is very important. Clarity in terms of strategic communication. We've been told for at least 6 weeks now that the only way that we can come out of this in any semblance of getting back to normal is this V-shaped recovery. We have this precipitous, voluntary drop because we, as you said, we literally shut down the most powerful economy in the world. And as a result, what we need to see is a concordant and analogous a very, very steep recovery. Don't the figures today indicate that that V-shaped recovery, you're the expert, Trish, that that V-shaped recovery is in fact possible?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the glimmer of hope, right, that we have right now. And let me tell you, if you can pull that off, Seb, you give people that economic security again, and wow, I mean, he will be applauded for that. If you have the economic security and the physical security, because don't forget,
yes,
like this is what we're dealing with right now, too. You don't have that physical security. If you can give those two things to people, I mean, I think that that really affects the middle of the road voter. They want to feel economically and physically secure. So today was a huge win for the president. But more importantly, this is a huge win for America, for every single one of us.
You know her from Fox Business, where she had the show, The Intelligence Report. Follow her right now. That's an order, everybody. Trish_Regan, Regan. You mentioned not just the economic security, you mentioned the physical. I have to ask you, 10 people murdered, hundreds of businesses, billions of dollars worth of damage in the last 11 days since George Floyd was killed. There are voices now, not fringe voices, central voices from the Democrat Party, the mayor of LA and others, who want to start defunding local police forces. Your comment, Trish.
It's insane. I mean, positively, absolutely insane. You want to talk about stereotyping? I mean, this is what they are doing on the other side, right? They're stereotyping all police officers, trying to say all police officers in the United States of America are somehow racist. I mean, that's a huge, massive generalization. I'm not discounting what happened to George Floyd. That was absolutely horrible, despicable in every way, shape, or form. But let me tell you, that is not indicative of every single police officer in America. When you talk about defunding them, hey, good luck with that. I had an idea, Seb. You know what they should do?
What?
These police officers, they should just say, to heck with it. They should say, I'm going to work from home for the next month. And you see how that will go over, right? I mean, the reality is we need safety in our society. We need law and order in our society. And to take that away would just be a recipe for total disaster. I mean, you know, be the equivalent of some third world country in the middle of a war zone. That's not us.
No, definitely not us. Talk to us in the last few minutes we have with Trish Regan here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. What does the president need to do next? We see these incredible jobs figures. Is it more a question of concrete policies? Is it he just signed the next phase of the payroll protection initiative? Or is it more the spiritual message, the leadership message? What is most important to Americans after 40 million have been added to the unemployment rolls?
Look, it's a combination of all of the above, right? And I've told you before, I think he does a great job on the leadership front in terms of being the rah-rah cheerleader for our economy. That's important. You need that optimism out there. But more importantly, perhaps right now in this very delicate moment, is that you need the right policies, you need the right protections, right? So he was able to basically run in and, you know, Congress can get a little credit for this too. And our Federal Reserve can get a little credit too. Everybody was able to run in and sort of put that Band-Aid on so that you didn't have a total cratering of things. And so if that Band-Aid now can stay on, but slowly get peeled off and have people have that opportunity to get back into the workforce and get things back up and running. I mean, this will go down, frankly, as a massive success. It could be really bad, right? And so when you see a number like the one we saw today, I think you just have to applaud us and say, this is a wonderful thing. We can do it.
We can do it. In the last 30 seconds we have with you, Trish, how significant is it that of the 2.5 million jobs announced today that have been created, that half of them, that 1.2 million, were in the most fragile of sectors, being hotels and entertainment? How important is that?
I love it. I love it because it shows you that people are getting back to traveling. They're resuming some normalcy. It's amazing, right, when you think of the resilience of the American people. They're going to get right back out there. They're going to be spending again. They're going to be traveling again. And our economy will go back to normal again.
Yes, indeed. It is possible, the V-shaped recovery. Paul Krugman said today is bad news, but hey, he's Paul Krugman. Follow this woman right now, Trish Regan on Twitter, Trish_Regan, our regular every Friday for what you need to know about American business and the economy. There's a man who never gave up. His business is now dedicated 75% of its factories to making masks for first responders. You know who he is. He's my guest host, Mike Lindell. He's offering you, because you're my friend, up to 50% off all of his amazing products. He's sold 45 million MyPillows. Go now to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call them on 800-829-8468. Show him some love. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka.
Hey, folks. Guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you, disease starts in the gut. So, log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
Use the promo code podcast and hit apply for free shipping.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
I just read something that's stunning. Do you know who Peter Alexander is? I don't keep up with the names. There's only one I know. It's Abilio, because he's so amusing. Of course, Jim, quote, Jim Acosta. So this is another member of the White House press corps. Don't you know how special they are? He's Peter Alexander of NBC News. And at that incredible, incredible press conference today, when the president announced 2.5 million, can I just be clear here? We've never had, ever, 2.5 million jobs added to our economy in 1 month. Never under any president. And after the president gives all the data out, I think the vice president said something. We've got some audio from him as well. This pathetic non-journalist, this fake news practitioner, Peter Alexander, shouted a question at the president. And he said this. This is from Tom. Thank you, Tom, for sending this one, my salem colleagues. How will the unemployment drop help George Floyd in any way? Yeah, somebody who says that a journalist just asked how 2.5 million people getting jobs, how that could be, I don't know, used as a political pawn, and how he could grandstand and say how that helps a dead man. How does your posing as a journalist, when you're not Peter Alexander, actually help a dead man? It doesn't. How does that question help anybody in any way, anywhere in America? It doesn't. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Jeff in Houston, line one. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hi, happy Friday. I'm not an expert on civil military relationships or general officers who retire and then write memoirs and criticize past presidents on civil military matters, I think, is appropriate. I don't think contemporaneous attacks on an administration in which no military matters are really being in place or in play is, I think that's a lack. I think that's a crossing of the line for a professional officer. I think Meryl Streep Mattis has crossed the line here, and I think it's a scary precedent.
Yeah, I do. I did my monologue yesterday on Mattis for 11 minutes, and Eric said
it was great.
Well, thank you. Eric just said, "Whoa!" He said, "I've never been that serious in the last year and a half," and I meant it. And I might do it again because I'm writing a piece right now. In the breaks, I'm working on it. I'm horrified. Mattis has betrayed the Marine Corps. I was incensed because of the values he betrayed in terms of his holier-than-thou discussion of the executive administration's attack on the Constitution when he didn't care a whit. He couldn't care a damn about what Obama did with executive abuse of the U.S. Constitution, to include the persecution of another three-star general called Mike Flynn. So it's just double standards. It's transparent. It's political. But you raise a more... a technical, a more subtle point, Jeff, and you're right on the money. Yes, you can write a memoir. If you want to do a kiss and tell, then you're pathetic. But the idea that you actively criticize an incumbent president who happens to be the commander-in-chief as somebody who not only wore the cloth of the Republic, had multiple stars on their shoulder, and you do so when that president is still in power, is one thing. But, Jeff, to do it when you served in that man's cabinet? That's just inexcusable.
That's Bill Moyer's territory, but he was a civilian.
I mean, I don't care who you are, civilian or otherwise. Sorry, did somebody put a gun to Mattis's head and say you have to be Secretary of Defense? Did anybody force General Kelly to be the president's chief of staff? You knew who Donald Trump was. You have no ethics if you become a cabinet member or a chief of staff and then start attacking the man who was your boss because you disagree with him for political purposes. You're a punk, Mattis. And Kelly, oh man, if I open the can of worms on you, Kelly, and what you did to good people in the White House, I'll have some fun with you, and I might just do it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Media Matters. Media Matters wrote another piece on me today. Thank you, guys. Thanks for typing it up. What does Hugh call it? Emo. Thank you, Emo. Have you taken your balance of nature today? You've got to be healthier than the left. Take balance of nature. Now more than ever, we have an incredible offer from Dr. Douglas Howard, giving you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. This is how you eat the best you can, even when you're in a hurry, even when other things tempt you or you're not in the mood for kale. Because those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, are the same as 10 servings, 10 of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It really is that good for you, good for your immune system. You'll feel healthier. You will be healthier. And if you order it, you get access to a free health coach at the end of a phone line. Do it now. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. That's balanceofnature.com. Or you can call them up, 800-246-8751. That's 246-8751, balanceofnature.com.
This is a message to all you snowflakes. Resist this.
Oh, you can try, but you will fail. Welcome back, dear friends. Are you ready? It's happening. Not just the Great American Revival, but the Crushing of the Corona. Who's going to write that book? Did I just give away a really good title? The Crushing of the Corona. I'll do the audiobook, okay? You can use the title. If you're ready, if you want to express your freedom, and support our best friends in the Middle East. Book your trip this December with me and Mike Lindell to the Holy Land. It's the Stand With Israel tour. Book it now. No risk. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. The Stand With Israel banner. 8 days in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the Sea of Galilee, you name it. No trip like it, because it's going to be me. It's going to be Mr. My Pillow. Do it now, sebgorka.com. The Stand With Israel tour. Okay, where are we? How much time have we got? We've got such a packed program. We've got James Carafano for our usual national security update. We've got our gun broker segments. The CEO, the president of one of the most successful gun companies in America will be with us. Mark Lotter from the Trump campaign, former press secretary to Vice President Pence. And then Andy Ngo. Yes, Andy Ngo on his latest findings about Antifa. Let's start with Antifa. Let's welcome back that man who lost it last time, but he's eaten some humble pie. He is Jimmy from Brooklyn. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Well, I don't know about eating humble pie. I did apologize for the yelling, but this Antifa, this is the type of stuff I've been warning about for a long time, and I was just frustrated because I knew what was going on. And then after my call to you, four cops get shot in New York. The next day, two get shot, one gets stabbed. These groups are organized. That's the point I was trying to make. And I know with your knowledge, I just thought you could help bring your knowledge to the broader masses.
But Jimmy, can I get personal with you for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's a kind of criticism of me. And I take it. I can take criticism. But Jimmy, you know I've written three books about the threats to America. You know, right. I have a radio show with 3 million listeners, and that's without adding right. The YouTube and the Facebook and the Instagram. So, Jimmy, what am I doing that I should? What am I not doing? And how is your saying that you've been telling us for years? You're not really helping a lot here, okay? I am doing the best I can do.
Okay.
I was a strategist to the president, so I kind of miss the point of your calls, Jimmy. What are you trying to achieve by coming in and saying, I've been telling America all these years, and why don't you do better? I kind of miss it. I don't understand what you're trying to achieve.
You have all this knowledge, and you write all these books, but on the radio, you didn't seem to be spending as much time actually teaching the public what you know. For instance,
okay, so Jimmy, let me respond to that. I get that criticism. This isn't a grad school. I would love to have 3 hours. Before I joined the White House, my specialty was to travel the country briefing the military, the FBI, and the IC. And I would go 8 hours of lectures in a day. I'd go to Bragg. I'd go to an RA, a field office for the Bureau, and I'd spend 8 hours. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, domestic anarchism, you name it. Jimmy, you can't do that on talk radio. I can't give a lecture for 3 hours because nobody's going to advertise. Nobody's going to listen. This is a different medium. When I have the opportunity to do so, I do it. I've read parts of my books on the show. I'm very cautious not to overdo it because this is talk radio. People have to educate them. You can take the horse to water, Jimmy, but you can't make it drink.
Right. No, I get that. I get that. It's a balance. I had the opinion that information was entertainment, and especially maybe people don't agree with that. Excuse me. But with the problem we're in now, I mean, there'll probably be something else coming, another virus, another incident, maybe something now from the radical right, you know, because the radical left has influence on right-wing people. McVeigh, who blew up Oklahoma City, excuse me about that, that bombing helped Clinton get reelected, and that was a goal of the radical left. The radical left has influence among the radical right crazies. So there's liable to be something else coming. The left can't let Trump win. As I told you, I left out one. I gave you that long list. I won't repeat it, where I said Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, radical Dems, drug cartels.
He won't repeat it, but he repeats it.
Yeah, right. Well, I only repeated half of it. I left out the globalists, because you have the communists who are internationalists, you have the globalists who are more like the capitalists, but they're both pushing for world government. They kind of overlap. Well, now they're all coordinated. All these obscure communist groups I studied about, Freedom Road Socialist Organization.
Let me take you to task here. So, Jimmy, I'm not interested in callers coming in and lecturing our listeners. So you've got to temper yourself as well, because you said information and entertainment. Calling in and rattling lists off doesn't work. That kills radio. So let me be clear to you here. I need to push back on one thing you keep saying, that they're all communists. You're wrong, Jimmy. You're wrong. Jimmy, I'm going to cut you off again if you don't let me talk on my show. So you've got to listen to me and let's have a conversation. So you're wrong. I know communists, and some of them are. But some of them aren't communists. They're just anarchists, and it's not the same. And you should know that.
I know that.
Jimmy, then don't say that.
You need anarchy to bring the communism. This is what I'm saying.
Jimmy, you can't come on here and say they're all communists, because you know what happens then? And I can tell you this from somebody who does this for a living. Half the audience switches off. It's not because it's not true and you sound extreme. There are communists. There are people out there who call themselves Democrat Socialists. And, Jimmy, you know that's BS. I know that's BS. But they actually believe that there's something called Democratic Socialism. Bernie Sanders, who says he's a Democratic Socialist, you know what happened to him if the real communists took over? He'd be the first one lined up against the wall and shot by the people who actually take it more seriously than he does as communist. So, Jimmy, I would ask you to understand the challenges I have, the challenges we have together as people who love this country. And remember one thing, don't overdo it. Stick to the facts, stick to that which works, and together we will save the republic. God bless you, Jimmy. Keep doing what you do. But remember, politics, it's the art of the possible, and don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Thank you, Jimmy. Wow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming at you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're suffering right now from daily pain, stop. Listen to me. Try Relief Factor. This product is giving... You can put it down now. It's okay. I'm doing the read. This product is giving relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now. Don't take my word for it. You can see their own personal expressions of gratitude, their stories at relieffactor.com. Then what do? You find out if it works for you like it works for me, because I'm now pain-free, a year and a half pain-free. How do you do that? You go to relieffactor.com. You order the three-week quick starter pack. It's just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. You take it morning and evening like I do. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take Relief Factor for 3 weeks, twice a day, by the end, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and the tens of thousands of people who believe in it and who actually are getting liberated from their pain. Do it now. You deserve it. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your course.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
That was a fascinating call. I need your input. Do we need more grad school? I'm not sure. Buy the book, read it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Thanks to everybody who makes this show possible. You, our listeners, especially when you patronize our advertisers, our sponsors, including the Job Creators Network. If you own a small business, they're on your side. Check them out right now, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. We were chatting in the break with Eric, who... Chad gave some numbers away that he was analyzing to Matt Boyle. What did Matt Boyle do? He wrote a flipping article about it. That's what journalists do if they're on the money. What are these numbers that are very impressive, Eric?
Well, for one, there were the Pennsylvania primary numbers from Tuesday that a lot of people didn't hear about because, you know, there's more in the news right now. In that primary, President Trump, uncontested as an incumbent, all the other has-beens, the Three Stooges, all dropped out already. He got more votes overall than Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders combined in the Democrat primary.
Wow.
And 20% of Democratic primary voters voted for Bernie, even though he dropped out 2 months ago.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So it means we're looking good, right, Eric?
In Pennsylvania, certainly, which is the state
crucial.
That decided 2016.
Crucial. All right, keep your eye on the figures. Those are the things we need to share with our listeners. Let's go to Ray in Livermore. Ray, line three.
G.
Yes. What are you? Are you jumping? Are you jumping out of a perfectly good plane again? I told you to stop doing that. Stop doing that.
I'm actually standing in the back door of the van, getting ready to jump out airborne style.
Have you got your boots on? Have you got your airborne boots on?
Yeah, strapped on tight and shined up nicely.
Good man. What brings you to our show? We've got a minute and a half for you to share your wisdom.
I heard Jimmy, and yeah. What Jimmy said was important, and what you said is important also. And I reflected on the time that I met you in San Jose, and I wanted to pick your mind with a lot of questions that I had, but you beat me to it. You were questioning me for about 20 minutes about the show and right. about different aspects of the show and about it, and it made me think that you were so concerned about the appearance of your show and how it was being received, not just how you were broadcasting it, but how it's being received. And it's very important. And I said to you that the show needs to be information. It needs to be the things that are in your book and in your mind, but it needs to be fun also, because if it's not fun, people are going to leave.
Yeah,
the
right.
The Rush Limbaugh show is good because it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun
exactly.
Show.
It's got to be fun. And you don't have to believe me, Ray, but every morning, this is the question. How can I make the show better? I really worry about it, and I want to hear from you guys. That's why I chatted with you, Ray. That's why I was really candid with Jimmy. And look, text us. Just text me. Do you want more deep analysis? Do you like the guests we have? Do you want less guests? Do you want more callers? I'm not doing this just to pay the rent. I'm here to serve you, Ray, Jimmy, and the millions, literally millions of people who listen to this show. We're here to serve. Tell us what you want. Text me. I read all of them. 703-869-1262. 703-869-1262. That's everyone except Emo. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.